Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Reports that Boeing said that it had delivered only 29 airplanes in March, down more than a half from the 64 delivered in the same month a year ago, as 737 MAX production slipped on increased quality checks and audits by regulators. Boeing has said it produced fewer MAX single-aisle jets to improve manufacturing quality after the January 5th mid-air blowout of a door on a MAX 737 jet brought by the US plane maker under increased scrutiny from regulators. Reuters reported earlier that this month that Boeing's monthly output rate fell as low as single digits in late March, well below the FAA-imposed cap of 38 jets a month. During the first 3 months of this year, Boeing handed over 83 airplanes to customers, including 66 MAX jets. The company said, down from a total of 130 airplanes delivered during the first quarter of 2023. Cord Cadhain in the Irish Examiner reports that the freshly appointed Enterprise Minister Peter Burke will come under pressure to address the growing wage costs facing small firms. The ISME Chief Executive Neil MacDonald said small enterprises were being squeezed when it came to balancing costs and prices, and Mr. Burke would need to step back from his data and ask why was this happening. Employers are not able to meet employees' expectations of covering high costs through wages, so the government is going to have to deliver on cost, said Mr. MacDonald. Mr. MacDonald also said full employment should lead to many more new market entrants and competition, which he said was not happening due to landlords exiting the sector. In a separate organisation, the Small Firms Association echoed that and called for government policies to curb business costs, ease the tax burden and provide upskilling support. John Mulligan in the Irish Times reports that compulsory workplace pensions could deliver a pot of close to €890,000 for a 23-year-old worker on the average industrial wage being signed up for the scheme when it comes into force, according to EY. EY data shows that auto-enrolment scheme pensions, which the government intends to put into place early next year, could deliver a guaranteed annual payment of around €36,000 a year at today's annuity rates for a single person, even after they had taken a lump sum of €200,000 from the scheme's tax-free in line with current pension practice in Ireland. Allowing for a spouse would reduce that to around €33,000, and if allowing for annual increases of 3% in retirement, a more than €22,000 at the age of 66. The pension would be payable in addition to the state pension, assuming that it is still in operation at that time. It is currently paid €14,000 annually before any Christmas bonuses, living alone payments or household benefit package.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.